Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Sisler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Sisler. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio catches it and throws to first to double up Seaburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss bunts in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Runnels moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Stevens moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens tags and scores. Jensen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive off the glove of Carey, and into shallow left field. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubek for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mantle. The throw from White and he is safe. Mantle steals second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mantle throws the ball into Quebec, who tags Pearsall trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jensen scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0 for 1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Andy Carey. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Duke Moss. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Lump now playing third base. Ina Slaughter now playing right field. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Seaburn reaches third base with a triple. Howard goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 Red Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sisler. Seaburn scores. Skowron moves to second. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lepsio. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 1 in the game. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Leo Keeley now pitching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to third. Slaughter moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Slaughter scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Zach Monroe now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald misplays the ball. That's an error on McDougald. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Leo Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-4 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Keeley moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Monroe covering, for the out. White scores. Keeley moves to third. Button moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Scourin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Scourin reaches second base with a double. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McDougald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing shortstop. Tony Kubek now playing first base. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Enos Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Slaughter hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Larson pinch hits for Zach Monroe. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-4 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larson moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Kubek moves to third. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Murray Wall now pitching. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.